Shabbos afternoon, after davening, in the shul there is a verbrengen, and you want to participate in the verbrengen. So you take off your talmud and you sit down and you verbreng. After the verbrengen, you want to go home. So you put your talmud back on and you go home. Do you have to say another bracha? Is that a hefsek? So the Alter Rebbe says, right in the first paragraph in Siman Ches Yechon Gimel, that if there was several hours in middle, then it's a hefsek. Several hours, probably about 3 hours. The same thing we see in the Piskei Asidur, almost on the bottom. I also emphasize these three words. It says that if you come to put it back on after several hours, someone gets up in the morning and puts on his tefillin, and then he wants to learn some chassidus. So he takes off his tefillin and he learns chassidus for some time, and then he puts his tefillin on to daven. Does he have to say another bracha? Or that was a hefsek? And or it's not a hefsek and the first bracha is enough? So we see in the Simen Chof Hei, in Sif Chof Tes, the Alter Rebbe says, if someone took off that film, and after a long time, as about 2-3 hours, why here he says several times, several hours? Here he says 2-3 hours. Why should it be a difference between talus and tefillin? So the Rebbe explains in the letter in Tafshin Yud, it's in Chelek Gimel in Digas Kedesh, Igeres Tov Kuf Mem Dalet, he explains. He explains this and some other places where we see a difference in the time of Hefsek. And he says, we find in Shulchan Aruch that a Hefsek in middle of mitzvah is equal to the time the mitzvah itself takes, usually. So therefore, we understand why the talus Hefsek is somewhat larger than the tefillin hefsek, because the talus you put on before the tefillin and you take it off after the tefillin. Even more than that, probably Shabbos, you don't put on tefillin and you travel longer. So how much is the time? So we know how much our davening takes today. In the Alter Rebbe's time, when he wrote this, he writes in the Tanya, in the Igeres HaKedesh, in several letters, that from Heidu till Oleinu, it should take about an hour and a half. So that means that since you
Shabbos put on... Shabbos or Chol?
The Alter Rebbe?
Chol, hour and a half.
Yes. That was the whole thing that we wanted. People should sit down with Kavanas and Pirshamilas and with the Minyan and the everybody together and with the Kol and with the Slavos. The Mesnagdim came out against it, the whole thing.
Now it's just opposite.
Now?
Mesnagdim do for an hour and a half.
Okay. But in any case, since the from Heidu till Aleinu is an hour and a half, so since you put on your film till you take off your film, it's more than an hour and a half. So it takes about, that's why it says 2 hours. If someone davens more barichas, it's more than 2 hours, so it says 2-3 hours. Talas, we daven Shabbos at least certainly longer than in the middle of the week. Even in the middle of the week, you put on the talas before the tefillin, you take it off after the tefillin, so you could take some more time. So in any way, she says several hours. Let's say it's about 3 hours in any case. So that's the difference between the time of a hefsek by talas and between the time of the hefsek by tefillin. So someone davens in the middle of the davening, he has to go to the toilet. He takes off his talis, takes off his tefillin, when he goes to the toilet, he goes back to pram his tefillin and pram his talis. Does he have to say another bracha? Was this a hefsek? Well, this is also different between the talis and the tefillin. When he did that, when he comes back, he would have to say another bracha on the tefillin, but not on the talis. That's another difference between the talis and the tefillin. We'll speak today about several differences, legabi, when it's a hefsek, between talis and tefillin.
Why
is it that different? Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. In Simel Chof Hei Sif Lamed. So he says when you took off your tefillin and you put it back on, you don't have to say another bracha, but medvar mamurim shel yosot tzrochi, if we didn't go to toilet. Bein chalitzes tefillin lanachosot. Aval im yosot tzrochi bintayim, he has to say again a bracha. Why? Kivim shebe'eis ha'hi lehoya yochel aniach tefillin. You're not allowed to go in with tefillin to a toilet, so it's a hefsek. But you are allowed, Miki Radin, to go in to the toilet with talus. We go every day with talus cotton and tzitzis to the toilet. There's no problem. Because it's not kedusha, it's only tashmishi. Tashmishi mitzvah, but it's not kedusha, so we are allowed. Yes, we don't go with the talus to the toilet. It says in Shulchan Aruch we should. Not only with the talus. Even in Kippur, when we go to the toilet, we should take off our kittel. It says in Shulchan Aruch, we shouldn't go with the kittel into the toilet.
Okay.
Why is it? Because the kittel is meant to be special for davening. You don't want to put it in the toilet. The talus godel is meant to be mainly for the davening. So we don't want it to be in the toilet. The gartel that we wear is meant to be for the davening. So we don't want it to be in the toilet. The gartel doesn't have any ktusha. It's just a gartel. It's a belt. But we put it on for davening to be martel, being libeler. So it's for davening. So everything that we put on for davening, we don't want to be in tefillin, in the toilet. But it's not a din. So it doesn't make it to be a hefsek. So therefore, when you go into the toilet and you take off your talus, since it wasn't a must that you didn't have to, as he says, it's lehoyo yochel laniach tefillin there, so it's not a hefsek. So therefore, you have to say another bracha on the tefillin, but not on the talis. You get up in the morning, and you put on tefillin, and then you're noticing that there is a mikveh here. So you take off your tefillin, you take off your talis, you go to mikveh, you take off your talis cotton, you take off everything. You go back. You don't have to say a bracha on the talis cotton and not on the talis god. A bracha always says a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis in the morning when he gets up. Then he goes to the mikveh. He comes back, he doesn't. When he goes out of the mikveh, he doesn't say again al mitzvah tefillin.
Tzitzis.
Al mitzvah tzitzis. Because it's not a hefsek. You're allowed to go in to the mikveh with the tzitzis. Certainly you don't want to stay out with it because you don't want it to get wet. But you're allowed to go with it, so it's not considered a hefsek. So that's a second occasion where we see a difference between the dinim of hefsek in tefillin and the dinim of hefsek in talis. But we'll find more of these differences. Go back to the first that we spoke, that Shabbos afternoon, you take off your talis, and you sit down to the Verbrengen. It didn't go. You thought to sit there for 3 hours. It was a summer day. There was going to be a long fabric. Then after sitting a few minutes, you didn't like the Fabringer for some reason. Oh, you reminded yourself that you have to go home. You want to put up your talus back up and go home. You meant to take it off for 3 hours, but you didn't. You said just for 5 minutes and you put it back up. Do you have to say another bracha? No. You put on the tefillin in the morning, and then you decided to learn Chassidus. You decided to learn Chassidus 3 hours, and you'll daven with the minyan of 10 o'clock. After 5 minutes, you decided, no, I want to daven now. You put your back in your tefillin. Do you have to say another bracha? Yes. What's the difference? You were planning to take it off for 3 hours in both cases. And then you put it back on. The reason of the difference is because here we don't say about a hefsek of 3 hours. A hefsek of 3 hours is a hefsek. A hefsek of going to a place that you can't have it there, like in the toilet or in the mikveh, is a hefsek. He didn't have a hefsek. It's just you decided to have a hefsek. It's a hefsek hadas. A hesach hadas but fuel is a real hesach hadas. A hesach hadas but talus is not a real hesach hadas. Why? Because you hesach hadas of talus, so you don't wear now tzitzis, you still wear tzitzis. You wear your talus cotton. So when you still wear your talus cotton, you didn't have a real hesach hadas of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because you still do the mitzvah. You thought to have to take off your talus godly for 3 hours, but you still have a talus on you. So it's not considered a real hefsek. But film, when you take off your film, you don't have another pair of film on you. So the hefsek hadas is for real.
But film, it makes no difference whether what you have in mind. You always have to make a bracha when you take it off, put it back on. Is that what you say?
No. No, we said before that the Alter Rebbe says only if it's 2-3 hours, right? We said because that's the shiur of... But here you had in mind to have 2-3 hours. When you put it back on, it's still... Since you had in mind to have a hefsek of 2-3 hours, which is the size of the hefsek, so either way it's a hefsek because you have a hefsek hadas. But talus, we don't consider your hefsek hadas. Because it's not a real hefsek hadas, because you still have tzitzis on you.
And according to what you said, if he had in mind to learn chassidus less than that 3 hours...
Then there is no problem. Then by tefillin also there is no problem.
Right. It's only
we're speaking about having in mind to more.
Longer, right.
But actually in this there is a difference between the psak of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch and in the Siddur that he had heard to lay down. Because there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. In Shulchan Aruch it passes like the Mogen Avraham, in Siddur it passes like the Taz. The Mogen Avraham says, yes, this aloha, that since you have talus cotton, you didn't have real hesach hadas. You know when it helps? When it wasn't the real hesach hadas, you took off your talus and you didn't think how much. You thought you learned a little bit of Siddur. Could be 2 hours, could be 3 hours, could be 1 hour. You didn't really think about it. So then it's not a real hesach hadas. So then we say, since you have your talus cotton on, it's still not a hesach hadas. But if you had in mind to take it off for 3 hours, it's a real hesach hadas. It doesn't help that you have a talus cotton on. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. But the Taz says no. Since you have a talus cotton, it's not, we don't consider your hesach hadas. So even if we had in mind to stop, to take off your talus for 3 hours, it's still not considered. And this will be the difference between how he explains it in the Shulchan Aruch and how he explains it in the Siddur. Let's say in Simen Ches, Sif Chof Hei, right in the beginning. Hapeshet talis is stam. Shalai hoya bedaiti klum. Lei shi yachzavil b'shenu miyad. Velei shalai yachzavil b'shenu miyad. Im kshepochet atalis nizer al atalis kotten. Im kein lei yisir daitem ha-mitzvah. Long kshiyachzavil b'shenu atalis shepochet mitchilo. Ein tzoch levarach. When does it help? Stam. You didn't have a mind like this, you didn't have a mind like that. That's the day of the Mogen Avraham. But we pass on like the Siddur, which is Basra, the final maskone. So let's see how he says it in the Siddur. Hapeshe talise lefisho al das lachzir lof shel alter ein etzorg lachzir lefor mucholinyan. Vafilu poshto al das shelay lachzir lof shel alter. Vaharkach nim lachzir lof shel alter. It wasn't stam. He had in mind not to put it back on. So it helps even if you didn't have in mind. In Shorno, he says that Taluskotten helps only when it was stam. In the Siddur, he says it helps even when you had in mind not to put it back on right away. You had in mind to make a hefsek of several hours. So therefore, the difference between the talus and the tefillin is larger. But tefillin, even if you took off the tefillin, you didn't know how long it's going to be, it's a hefsek. Because you thought maybe it's going to be several hours. So it's a hefsek. By tzitzis, but talus kotel is not a hefsek, even if you had in mind beferish that it will take off several hours. Since you had a talus kotel, your hefsek hadas is not considered. But licha'era, that's only if you had in mind to take it off for a few hours. Let's say you had in mind to take it off today and to put it back after now. Then you decided to change your mind.
Go back tomorrow.
You change your mind, you want to put it back on. And I'll tell you when it happens, and it happens very often. Angeschreidisch. We are always used to that when we, after we say the Rabin Tam's film, and we take off Rabin Tam's film, we take off the talus.
Yeah.
Rishchedesh, we don't take off the talus. We stay with the talus with Rabin Musaf. But I'm so used to. So I took off Rabin Tam's and I took off the talus. And then after I take off the talus, I went, whoops, I still have to Rabin Musaf. How would I put it back on?
You have to make a bracha.
Because when does it help? But you still have a talus cotton now. So maybe the Hesach Hadas is not considered. But the Hesach Hadas is not considered when you took it off for several hours. But if you took it off completely, tomorrow is a new din, a new day. It's a Hesach, but night is a potter from Tfilin, from Tzitzis, it's a new din. So today you had it in mind to take it off completely. He doesn't say that that would help. Even the Tal says when you took it off, you had in mind for a few hours. But still.
How do we do everything keep on? It has to be bracha in the afternoon?
Because it takes more than a few hours.
Okay, sure. Yeah, then, you know you're going to prom.
So we said already, if it's a few hours, it's a hefsek.
Even man doesn't matter.
Yes. If we're speaking that it helps only if you had in mind to take it off and you put it back on right away. But if you took for several hours, then it's a hefsek.
So what's the shortest amount of time that you don't have to say bracha?
We just discussed it in the beginning. That it says by tefillin, it's about 2 hours. Maybe today it's less. We discussed why. By talus, it's about 3 hours. So why? Probably because Shabbos, it takes us this amount. The hefsek is usually the size of how much it takes the whole mitzvah. So on Shabbos, the whole davening takes us about 2 hours, 3 hours. So the hefsek is also something like that. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, the talus is 7 hours, which is probably about 3 hours. And about tefillin, it's about 2-3 hours. It's up to how much it takes.
So when you go to someone's house to eat Shabbos, take off your talus, and you're there for more than 3 hours.
Yes, you have to say a bracha.
Put it back on, you have to say a bracha?
Right. If it's 3 hours, yes.
Even though you're putting it on only.
It doesn't matter. You can't put it on after Shem Mitzvah and without a bracha. It is a mitzvah. Shecht is a mitzvah. But when you shecht, you have to say a bracha.
And what happens if it's after Shkia that your guest is finally leaving the house?
Then you can say the bracha, obviously.
Can they carry it, put it back on?
Yes, but you can say the bracha.
Also, before you're talking about when you're taking off your tefillin and you basically go to the bathroom?
Yes.
And then you have to say a bracha again, right here between Bar Shamar and Shmon Esra.
Then you say it after Shmon Esra, the bracha.
Or by Ishtabach.
If you put it back on after Ishtabach, after Bochum, then you have to wait till after Shmon Esra, and after Shmon Esra you have to touch it and kiss it, and then you say the bracha. Because you have to touch it. It says, Shmono, if you couldn't say a bracha when you put it on, then when you could say a bracha, then touch it, which is memashmesh, is something that you do, and then you say the bracha. It says also the din, if you have to put on in the morning before sunrise, before Alayis. Because you have to go out, and you wouldn't be able to lay down. So you can't say a bracha then. Not on your talus and not on your tefillin. But when time comes that you could, then you have to be memashmesh, or the tzitzis, you have to take the tzitzis and say the bracha and then kiss it, and so you did something.
That's between Baruch and Shmon Esra,
right.
Between Baruch Shamar and
Shmon Esra. So then you could say the bracha by Baruch.
Before Baruch.
After Ishtabach. I don't remember now if you could say it in middle of the Birkas HaShachar also. Could be that you could be there is a difference between the tefillin and the talus. And talus, I think you can't, and at tefillin, I think you could, but you have to look it up.
If you are putting on the tefillin shel rosh,
now we spoke about only that you didn't make no hefsek, but you couldn't say the bracha when you put it on because you are in the middle of the davening or because it's not the time yet.
Sorry, this is how we say the bracha of tzitzis before Baruch Shalman.
Yes.
Yeah, when it applies. If it's didn't do the bracha before, meant more to bracha, if they didn't change tzitzis and change on for Baruch Shalman, then he has to say the bracha for Baruch Shalman.
I didn't answer the question, say it again.
When applies the din that if someone didn't do the bracha of tzitzis before, so he has to do it in Baruch
Shalman? It's either that you went to toilet after Bochum, so you can't say a bracha between in Birkas Krishma, either when you had to put it on when it was still dark outside. Uh-huh. So when it's dark outside, you can say a bracha.
So yeah,
but you had to. So you wait till sunrise,
okay,
and then you say the bracha. So then you have to touch it.
Not Mishiyakim.
Mishiyakim.
Yeah. There is a fourth case where there would be a difference in the hefsek between tzitzis and tefillin. You put into the talus Shabbos and by accident falls off. You didn't even realize that. Then you just pick it up and you wouldn't put it back up. You have to say a bracha.
None of it remains on you.
What?
A little bit is still on you.
If a little bit is on you, you still don't have to. Yeah, but it falls off, even if it's on your hand, you have to say a bracha. Why? We just took off for 1 minute. So it says, when you take it for 1 minute, it's because it's not a hesach hadas. You had in mind to put it back on. So taking off is nothing. But here you didn't have anything in mind. It just fell off. So the mitzvah finished. So now when you start again, you have to say a bracha.
Even though you have tzitzit on.
Yes, it doesn't help.
So basically, when you had it in mind before, you were making a bridge for the mitzvah to be...
But you had in mind before, but now it's not that you had in mind to take it off. Just fell off, so it finished.
It's finished. Well, if you realize it's falling off...
Well, this Pashkas has it soon. The same thing should be by tefillin. Tefillin doesn't fall off in the middle of my head, right? But tefillin has a place where it has to stay, in the middle. But for some reason it fell off and went on the side. It is just like it fell off. Because it's not on the right place, it's on the side. So then also when you put it back, you should have said bracha. So the Alter Rebbe says, Shechnoch, that people don't do that. And what is the reason for that? And what is the difference between the talus and the tefillin? So the Alter Rebbe explains the difference. That when you put on tefillin, you put it on just for davening. And with tefillin, you're not allowed to have a hesach hadas. You're not, some people don't even talk when they have tefillin on. Because you're not allowed to have hesach hadas. Okay, you're allowed to talk, and some people don't. But you're not allowed to have a just a litzonos session. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Why do you have your tefillin on? You're not allowed to be in a litzonos mood, which is not serious mood. Even if you talk, but you have tefillin on, so you have to be serious. So since you are in this mode, even if you fell off from the place, it can be considered like you didn't have it in mind. You're the whole downing in mind of the film. So even this second when it went off from the place, you actually then still in the mode of the Yir Shemayim of the film. So it's not considered like you didn't think now about that. Mashen kim batalas. There's no din that if you sit with a talis, you're not allowed to speak Dvarim B'Teilim or make litzonos. Yes, it's not good to have litzonos, but there's no reason that there is a problem with the talis. So therefore, there is, if it falls off, then it's hefsek. But from this we see that theoretically, if you do have in mind while it's falling, even though you didn't have you didn't want it to fall, but if you had in mind, it helps. Without this additional halacha that we learned in film, we could say that if it falls off without you having it in mind, it doesn't make any difference what you think.
Have one in mind
that you are now your tefillin now, your talisman, you wanted to stay with it. You didn't think about it. But if you thought about it, then even if it fell off by itself, it's not a hefsek. As we see by the tefillin. Even it fell off by itself. But since you are serious now and you want to continue with the tefillin, so you have it in mind all the time, so it's not called the hesach hadas. So that shows us talus falls off, and I feel it falling off, and I want to catch it, and I didn't catch it. It shouldn't be a hefsek. Because you had in mind, while it's falling, you had in mind it shouldn't fall. You had in mind that you want to stay with the talus. Theoretically, you could say it doesn't help. But you see, by feeling, it helps. Because we say that since by feeling, you're always thinking about it, feeling. So even if it falls off, it's not called the hesach hadas. So the same thing is by talis, when you want to catch it and you don't catch it, which is the case in most of the instances. It doesn't so often happen that you stand and all of a sudden you realize that you are without a talis and you take a look at the floor. That's not what happens. Usually it falls off and you want to catch it and you don't catch it. So then you have in mind while it's falling that it shouldn't fall. So we see from film that it helps.
But you know that you don't want your talus to fall off. So
yes, but we don't care what you don't want. If while it happens you didn't have it in mind, we don't consider because you didn't have it in mind. While it's falling, it's not you did it. It fell off. And the same thing about film. But then we say about film that even though it happens by itself without your knowledge, and it's not, we can't consider your thinking, but if while it happens you think that you want to stay with it, it does help. So therefore, Bichaera, the same thing is Batalas. So therefore, the whole deal of Batalas, when you have to say a Brocha, is when you stand and all of a sudden you see you have nothing on. But if you realize that it's falling and you didn't catch it, then it should help.
Because I was going to ask you, when was it the first day Sukkot Nun Beis when the Rebbe's talus fell off?
Was it Sukkot Nun Beis? That was in Russia, on commission.
Oh, yeah, because the first day Sukkot the Rebbe's talus fell off.
in the middle of dining.
Yeah, right? Doing that musaf, yeah. That first day.
Musaf.
Yeah.
And he was
chilling. Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know. Yeah,
it was Sukkot's moon days, yeah.
So we spoke about four kinds of hefsek in middle of talus and in the middle of tefillin. One is when it took a long time, and one is when you took a short time, but you went to toilet or to the mikveh. One is that you had in mind to take it for a long time, then you changed your mind. And one is when it fell off. In all four cases, we see that not necessarily the same halacha like the tzitzis by the talus you have, but the tefillin. So you always have to know what's it in here and what's it in here. All these four instances, it's after you already said the bracha and you put on your talus, or after you already said the bracha you put on the tefillin. Therefore, when is it considered the hefsek? When it fell off, when you went to a place that you couldn't do it, when there was several hours hefsek. But let's say you just speak a little bit during the tailing, or even when you daven, or even when you answer amen. It's no hefsek. So what? When I have my talus on, my tefillin on, I can daven? Sure I can daven. That's why I put it on to daven. So davening is not a hefsek. Speaking is not a hefsek. That's all if it's already on me. But let's say you said a bracha, and then before you put your tefillin on, you spoke a few words. Then you have to say a bracha again. Because when you say a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, or even if you eat something, you say a mitzvah lechem menorah before you ate, you said one word, it's a hefsek. And the same thing is if there is by the table when I make kiddush and I make all the my whole family and the guest, so they hear from me ber tragofen and they drink. If they say a word, it's a hefsek, and they have to say ber tragofen themselves. They can't be yetzi from me. And not only when they say stam a word. Even if they said something a posik, or even if they heard somebody else in shul, they heard kiddush from me, and then they hear the chazal says kedusha or kaddish or bohu, and they say bohu, it's also a hefsek. And therefore, we never say amen between a broche and between the mitzvah. Unless we are yetzer. Take in mind that there is a difference that the Shehiyonu, you mentioned Shehiyonu, there is a difference how we say the Shehiyonu in Kippur and how we say the broche for Hallel by every Rosh Chodesh. Let's say we want to say the bracha ourselves. So we first hear it from the chazan. And we answer amen. And then we say the bracha of the Kriyas Halel. When we say the bracha of Shehiyonu in Kippur, we say the bracha first. And then we hear amen from the chazan. We hear the bracha from the chazan and we say amen to the chazan. Why is it different? Why don't we also by Hallel first say the bracha ourselves, like in Kippur, and then the chazan will finish it loud and we'll also answer amen. Because that amen will come out between our bracha and the Hallel, which is a hefsek. By Krishma, before Krishma, Habecha Ba'am Yisroel Ba'av, the Chazan always ends we shouldn't hear it. Why? He said in Shulchan Aruch because if he would say loud, and I already said Ba'avo, so my omen would be a hefsek between the Brocha and Shema. And we're not allowed to say omen between. But by Yom Kippur, after the Shiryonu, there is nothing else. So we could say it before, and we don't care about it. So we see here that between the Brocha and the Mitzvah, even one word, omen, is a hefsek.
Why don't we do like Gol Yisrael?
By Gol Yisrael, it's because Mismar Gula Litfile, it's not because of Hefsek. Because the Brocha is not a Brocha on the Davening.
Why don't we do the same patent?
Why we don't say it loud? Because somebody else should say Yomim. Why here? There is a discussion, I don't know if there is a clear explanation why here like that. But in general, we say Gol Yisrael loud because other people, if they hear the Brocha, they answer Omen. The one that davens ends after him. But that's not here the subject. Let's not go into that.
What? It's only Daromini.
Yes, I know. But let's not go into because that's not our subject. We are speaking here about the hefsek between the Brocha and the Talus of the Tefillin. Usually, we don't say a hefsek. When we say the Brocha, right, when we start the Brocha, we're already starting to cover ourselves with the talus, with the Tifas Ishmaelim. And when we say the Brocha and Tefillin, we right away start turning. But what is it, Negeya? It's Negeya because we putting on Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Actually, there are two mitzvahs. And we say one brocha on both mitzvahs. So if we put on the shiliyat, and while we put on the shiliyat, we have already our shiliyat done. We hear a chazan. And we answer omi. That's a hefsek. We said omi. So when we put on the shel rosh, we have to say another bracha. Because we already said Amen, or Bochu, or Kedusha, anything we say, it's already hefsek. Because it's a hefsek between the bracha and the second mitzvah. This is one thing. But then comes up something else that happens sometimes. That when I put on tefillin, by mistake, I said the brocha and I put on Rabbi Natan's tefillin. As I put on Rabbi Natan's tefillin, I realize this is Rabbi Natan's. I see on the back it says Rabbi Natan's. So I want to take off the Rabbi Natan's and put the Rashi on. Do I have to say another brocha on the Rashi? Theoretically not. Why not? Because when you said the brocha, you had in mind to put on this Rashi. And this Rashi is laying in front of you. So there is no reason why this Brocha shouldn't be enough to the Rashi. This is if you didn't start saying Hoidu. If you said anything in Davening, it's already like you answered Omen between Shiliyad and Shel Rosh. Just like Shel Yad and Shel Rosh is two mitzvahs, and you're not allowed to be mafsik between the Brocha and the second mitzvah, the same thing is also when you have the Rabin Tams and Rashi, and if you said something, it doesn't help. You have to say Brocha and Rashi again. So if you already have to say Brocha and Rashi again, then there is no reason to take off right away the Rabin Tams. You have your Rabin Tams on already, say Krishma, say Kaddish. Because we say it in the end, then take it off, then put on your Rashi, and after Rashi, you wouldn't have to put on your Rabin Tams again. But if you didn't say anything, you just put it on, you realize right away, so you just take it off, you put on your Rashi, you don't say a Brocha, then you don't say now Krishma and Kaddish Vayakiviyacho.
What if you realize that you actually davened with Rabin Tams, And then after the davening, you realize that. Then what are you supposed to do?
So then you davened already. So by then, when you put on Rashi, you will say the Kaddish of Krishna and Kaddish Vayikiviach on Rashi. That's obvious.
With the bracha.
No.
So what if you switch? You when you put on, you don't want just to put it on and take it off. So you want to say Krishna and something else. So you say Krishna, you say Kaddish Vayikiviach, and that's it. But we are speaking if and with then the you bracha. Certainly have to say a bracha on the Rashi because you already davened. Davened is a hefsek between one mitzvah and the other mitzvah.
Uh-huh. But if you realize sometimes you realize during proceeding the Zimra that you have Rabbeinu Tam's on, you keep them on, you don't take it.
So you there is no problem. You could end after Shemoneh Esrei. You'll put it on and you'll say from after Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah, we don't take it off then.
There is only one problem with that. Because the same halacha, already mentioned once, the same halacha is also by shechita. That when you are shechting two chickens, he has in mind two chickens, so you're not allowed to be mafsik, not like it's in the middle of a mitzvah. Because the second shechita is if you speak anything, so it's a hefsek between the bracha and the second shechita, just like between the bracha and the bracha. So this is the din. In Shulchan Aruch you see that if you speak anything, you have to say another bracha. Shochtim don't do that. Why? What's the technical reason why they don't do that? Because once upon a time, a shechet, when they brought a chicken to him, or a few chickens to him, he shechted them, so he made one bracha, and he had in mind all five, and he shechted them all, and he didn't speak. But today, a shechet shechts a whole day, hours and hours. To hold in yourself from not saying one omen or one word, it's not possible. So they don't. And if you ask them explanation, they'll tell you one very good explanation. Everyone does so. But there is no other explanation for it. So, there is sometimes that you don't. And therefore, I also heard by Rabbi Tams and Rashi that even if you davened, you said if you kapitlach already, you said, till heidu or till bor shomar, then you could still take off and put a new Rashi on, you don't say a bracha. I don't know why, because it's the same thing as between, you spoke between Rashi and between Shiliad and Shulrosh. But actually, people are a little makel in that, not to say a bracha on the second one. There is, even we know that in Rosh Hashanah, after Tkiyas, we don't speak till after Davnik. Why is that? You already said a bracha, you already started the mitzvah, because you heard already the first tkiyas. So in the middle of the mitzvah, we could talk. Just like after I put on my talus, after I put on the tefillah, it's no more hefsek. The reason is because over there is also, it's considered, it's not mamesh, but it's considered like two mitzvahs. The tefillah, the tkiyas of me'umet, and the tkiyas of me'yushev, the Chachomim are looking at it as two kind of mitzvahs. So therefore, we don't want to make a hefsek between the bracha and the second. But if you do speak, there's no problem, because after all, it's one mitzvah. It says in Shulchan Aruch. If it would be taka two mitzvahs, then you have to say. So back about the tefillin, there is no question that if you, between the Shiyad and Shulrosh, you say answer Omen, or you answer Bochu, or you answer Gdusha, you have to say another Bochan and the Shulrosh. And the other Bochan and the Shulrosh is what we are Neheg is saying on mitzvahs. But, by, and the same thing is also about talus. Let's say you put on two talus of Tanim. Or, you didn't have a talus cotton, you came to Shul, you want to put on talus cotton, talus cotton, and you want to say one Bocha. If you have both, you don't say a word in between, it's okay. If you say a word in between, it's a hefsek between the bracha and the second mitzvah. But, and the same, the era should be the same thing also by Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. I heard some rabbonim say that even if you started davening, you spoke a little bit, since you already with the tefillin on, you don't have to say a word. I don't know why. I just don't know why the Shochtim are not saying a bracha also, they're speaking. So I don't know exactly how far we go with that. But that's if you mention that in Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha. If you speak a word, even an omen, even in the Divrei Torah, between the bracha and the second mitzvah, then you have to say the second bracha again.
You mentioned last week about that the Bochum, you said you'd get into it, that the night is not a hefsek, and therefore that's why the Bochum need two, who are making the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, need two pairs of tzitzis.
Correct.
So if lemaise of two boys, let's say, find themselves in the same place,
yes,
would it be advisable in the morning that they each make the bracha on the other one's beged and wear it for Dalet Amos and then?
You could do it, but Dalet Amos and then...
Then squat back.
Could be. I never saw people to do that. Usually people have one for the day and one for the night, and they keep changing.
Right, but if they didn't
if they didn't...
Two people, would that be an Eitzah that... If they switch and the matonah menasla
hafsek, the reason why we can't is because there is a sofek, because there is a machlekes if you are chayev on tzitzis on the talis kotan at night, because there is a machlekes what means that at night is possible. Only if you put it on at night, or only if it's a beged like a pajama that is made for the night only. So therefore, if you sleep with the one that you are wearing during the day, so could be it's not considered the hefsek, so therefore, and next day you don't have to say, and it doesn't help if you go to mikveh, as we discussed.
Right. But two boys could switch for brachas, let's say.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to Kiddush with Shechiyanu, women who make a Shechiyanu by little benching.
Yes, therefore I always emphasize that when I say Kiddush, they shouldn't answer Omen and the Shechiyanu that I made, because they don't have to make Shechiyanu, they already made before.
Usually they say the Omen.
But could be it's not mamash hefsek, because it's actually the Shechiyanu is not a hefsek. Just like the omen of the kiddush and of the Shechiyanu and of the neir, it's all not a hefsek. But she doesn't have to, but it's part of it. So maybe it's not clear that it's a hefsek. But it's better certainly. I always tell them that they should lose.
So it should Omen to Shechiyanu.
Maybe they're losing out on Omen, not necessarily when it's not necessary.
They're losing out on Omen because they don't have to. And
yeah, but they have the ability to say Omen, you tell them.
It could be it's a hefsek, but I don't know for sure. The reason is because by all the things that we say, like Kiddush and Dola and Chasen and others, and the bris, the second brocha is not the hefsek between the birr pergofen and drinking. We just said that anything that we say is a hefsek between the birkas hamitzvahs and the mitzvah. Here we say birr pergofen, and then we say another brocha, and then we drink. So the other brocha should be a hefsek between the birr pergofen and the drinking. But we say it's not the hefsek.
Well, that's why Chazal put it in there.
Because it's part of it. Yeah. It's made for it. So the question is, if this kind of parts that are made for it, even if she already doesn't have to, because she said already Shechiyanu, but it's still part, then it could be not the hefsek. And then there is other reasons. Other people say other reasons why it shouldn't be a hefsek. Rav Ashkenazi has a ganzen bill. He said that the Shechiyanu they say on the candles is Shechiyanu on the Yontef. The Shechiyanu that we say in Kiddush is also on the mitzvah of Kiddush of Yontef. So they didn't say yet Shechiyanu on the Kiddush, on the mitzvah of Kiddush that it comes only once a year. They just said Shechiyanu on the Yontef. But now they could still be Yetzer for me Shechiyanu, because the Shechiyanu that I say now is also on the Kiddush itself. So that probably day, could say on the
first day Sukkot, and you don't surely could say Arim because it gave the Eichad of the Leishah of Sukkot.
Yes.
So then for sure,
no question. Yes. 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 Yeah. There's all discussion about the first night. There's no question, but the other nights it's not clear. So he holds, and not everyone agrees. But it's a whole discussion about if that Shechionu they are Yetzer, they have to be Yetzer, and if they don't have the Yetzer, if that's considered. So it's not clear. I always say not to, but according to Ashkenaz, I shouldn't say not to.
Why
would
they go ashamed?
What?
Ashamed if the
tomb's
on
Rosh.
We don't. Shulchanor. He speaks about the Shulchanor.
No, but we don't.
We don't.
Even when we do make
something, we don't say the brother.
Right, but if we do, but if you make a hafsik,
but if it is
a hafsik, they make it Rosh.
You don't say Rosh. But Shulchanor says about the other day.
Right, because it's Sufik.
Because the suffix you have to make the problem. That's what we said, but usually when you have a suffix, you don't say a bocha. The suffix, of course, lock.
Right.
Here we say that you should say the bocha, but we should say bocha. Because the minhag is to say, so we don't want to stop it. Our minhag is not to. But those that their minhag is to say, so they're saying it anyways. But till there is a suffix, so they say that's why you should say bocha.